Maseches Kilayim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Tes, 9-9. The previous Mishnah had said that for something to be shatnes midoraisa, you have to have threads of wool that were combed and spun, and threads of linen that were combed and spun, and then weave them together. And that would be shatnes midoraisa, and that's how the Bartner's preferred pshat is, based on the Rush. Now, our Mishnah will give four different cases, which for different reasons do not meet all the requirements of that, and therefore they're only usar midrabanan. At least I'll explain it that way. now, I'll confess that I'm really unfamiliar with the weaving process and textiles in general, and these cases are all quite technical. So if you have experience with the stuff and have insight into what's actually going on, please let me know privately, and I'll try to correct or update this recording and to make it better. But I'll do my best here. The first of the four cases is talking about felt. Now, you might have wondered, how could you make textile that would be not combed and spun together? And the answer is, felting is basically taking those small fibers, you do card them together, you kind of comb them together, but you don't actually ever do any of the spinning. You don't spin it into threads. It just clumps together. So you take a lot of individual fibers. For it to be the shanas madura bun of our case, of our mission, you take lots of wool fibers and perhaps some linen fibers, and you kind of, let's say with hot water and heat, to rub them together, and they sort of clump and mat together, kind of like matted hair, or actually literally matted hair. But they clump together and connect and intertwine on a microscopic level, making felt, like a felt hat or whatever, a felt blanket, etc. You can have felt shoes and so on. So here the mission